Chapter 10. Icing. Aircraft icing is one of the major weather hazards to aviation. Icing is a cumulative hazard. It reduces aircraft efficiency by increasing weight, reducing lift, decreasing thrust, and increasing drag. Each effect tends to either slow the aircraft or force it downward. Icing also seriously impairs aircraft engine performance. Other icing effects include false indications on flight instruments, loss of radio communications, and loss of operation of control surfaces, brakes, and landing gear. In this chapter, we discuss the principles of structural, induction system, and instrument icing and relate icing to cloud types and other factors. Although ground icing and frost are structural icing, we discuss them separately because of their different effect on an aircraft. And we wind up the chapter with a few operational pointers. Structural icing. Two conditions are necessary for structural icing in flight. One, the aircraft must be flying through visible water such as rain or cloud droplets. And two, the temperature at the point where the moisture strikes the aircraft must be 0 degrees Celsius or colder. Aerodynamic cooling can lower temperature of an airfoil to 0 degrees Celsius even though the ambient temperature is a few degrees warmer. Supercooled water is in an unstable liquid state. When an aircraft strikes a supercooled drop, part of the drop freezes instantaneously. The latent heat of fusion released by the freezing portion raises the temperature of the remaining portion to the melting point. Aerodynamic effects may cause the remaining portion to freeze. The way in which the remaining portion freezes determines the type of icing. The types of structural icing are clear, rime, and a mixture of the two. Each type has its identifying features. Clear ice. Clear ice forms when, after initial impact, the remaining liquid portion of the drop flows out over the aircraft surface, gradually freezing as a smooth sheet of solid ice. This type forms when drops are large, as in rain or in cumuliform clouds. Clear ice is hard, heavy, and tenacious. Its removal by de-icing equipment is especially difficult. Rime ice. Rime ice forms when drops are small, such as those in stratified clouds or light drizzle. The liquid portion remaining after initial impact freezes rapidly before the drop has time to spread over the aircraft surface. The small frozen droplets trap air between them, giving the ice a white appearance. Rime ice is lighter in weight than clear ice, and its weight is of little significance. However, its irregular shape and rough surface make it very effective in decreasing aerodynamic efficiency of airfoils, thus reducing lift and increasing drag. Rime ice is brittle and more easily removed than clear ice. Mixed clear and rime icing. Mixed ice forms when drops vary in size or when liquid drops are intermingled with snow or ice particles. It can form rapidly. Ice particles become embedded in clear ice, building a very rough accumulation, sometimes in a mushroom shape on leading edges. Icing intensities. By mutual agreement and for standardization, the FAA, National Weather Service, the Military Aviation Weather Services, and aircraft operating organizations have classified aircraft structural icing into intensity categories. Section 16 of Aviation Weather Services, AC00-45, has a table listing these intensities. The table is your guide in estimating how ice of a specific intensity will affect your aircraft. Use the table also in reporting ice when you encounter it. Induction system icing. Ice frequently forms in the air intake of an engine, robbing the engine of air to support combustion. This type icing occurs with both piston and jet engines, and almost everyone in the aviation community is familiar with carburetor icing. The downward-moving piston in a piston engine, or the compressor in a jet engine, forms a partial vacuum in the intake. Adiabatic expansion in the partial vacuum cools the air. Air forms when the temperature drops below freezing, and sufficient moisture is present for sublimation. In piston engines, fuel evaporation produces additional cooling. Induction icing always lowers engine performance and can even reduce intake flow below that necessary for the engine to operate. Induction icing potential varies greatly among different aircraft and occurs under a wide range of meteorological conditions. It is primarily an engineering and operational problem rather than meteorological. Icing and cloud types. Basically, all clouds at sub-freezing temperatures have icing potential. However, drop size, drop distribution, and aerodynamic effects of the aircraft influence ice formation. Ice may not form, even though the potential exists. The condition most favorable for very hazardous icing is the presence of many large, supercooled water drops. Conversely, an equal or lesser number of smaller droplets favors a slower rate of icing. Small water droplets occur most often in fog and low-level clouds. Drizzle or very light rain is evidence of the presence of small drops in such clouds. But in many cases, there is no precipitation at all. The most common type of icing found in lower-level stratus clouds is rime. On the other hand, thick, extensive stratified clouds that produce continuous rain, such as altostratus and nimbostratus, usually have an abundance of liquid water because of the relatively larger drop size and number. Such cloud systems in winter may cover thousands of square miles and present very serious icing conditions for protracted flights. Particularly in thick, stratified clouds, concentrations of liquid water normally are greater with warmer temperatures. Thus, heaviest icing usually will be found at or slightly above the freezing level, where temperature is never more than a few degrees below freezing. In layer-type clouds, continuous icing conditions are rarely found to be more than 5,000 feet above the freezing level, and usually are 2 or 3,000 feet thick. The upward currents in cumuliform clouds are favorable to the formation and support of many large water drops. The size of raindrops and rainfall intensity normally experienced from showers and thunderstorms confirm this. When an aircraft enters the heavy water concentrations found in cumuliform clouds, the large drops break and spread rapidly over the leading edge of the airfoil, forming a film of water. If temperatures are freezing or colder, the water freezes quickly to form a solid sheet of clear ice. Pilots usually avoid cumuliform clouds when possible. Consequently, icing reports from such clouds are rare and do not indicate the frequency with which it can occur. The updrafts in cumuliform clouds carry large amounts of liquid water far above the freezing level. On rare occasions, icing has been encountered in thunderstorm clouds at altitudes of 30,000 to 40,000 feet, where the free air temperature was colder than minus 40 degrees Celsius. While an upper limit of critical icing potential cannot be specified in cumuliform clouds, the cellular distribution of such clouds usually limits the horizontal extent of icing conditions. An exception, of course, may be found in a protracted flight through a broad zone of thunderstorms or heavy showers. Other factors in icing. In addition to the above, other factors also enter into icing. Some of the more important ones are discussed below. Fronts. A condition favorable for rapid accumulation of clear icing is freezing rain below a frontal surface. Rain forms above the frontal surface at temperatures warmer than freezing. Subsequently, it falls through air at temperatures below freezing and becomes supercooled. The supercooled drops freeze on impact with an aircraft surface. It may occur with either a warm front or a cold front. The icing can be critical because of the large amount of supercooled water. Icing can also become serious in cumulonimbus clouds along a surface cold front, along a squall line, or embedded in the cloud shield of a warm front. Terrain. Air blowing upslope is cooled adiabatically. When the air is cooled below the freezing point, the water becomes supercooled. In stable air blowing up a gradual slope, the cloud drops generally remain comparatively small, since larger drops fall out as rain. Ice accumulation is rather slow, and you should have ample time to get out of it before the accumulation becomes extremely dangerous. When air is unstable, convective clouds develop a more serious hazard, as described in icing and cloud types. icing is more probable and more hazardous in mountainous regions than over other terrain. Mountain ranges cause rapid, upward air motions on the windward side, and these vertical currents support large water drops. The movement of a frontal system across a mountain range often combines the normal frontal lift with the upslope effect of the mountains to create extremely hazardous icing zones. Each mountain region has preferred areas of icing depending upon the orientation of the mountain ranges to the wind flow. The most dangerous icing takes place above the crests and to the windward side of the ridges. This zone usually extends about 5,000 feet above the tops of the mountains, but when clouds are cumuliform, the zone may extend much higher. Seasons. Icing may occur during any season of the year, but in temperate climates such as cover most of the contiguous United States, icing is more frequent in winter. The freezing level is nearer the ground in winter than in summer, leaving a smaller, low-level layer of airspace free of icing conditions. Cyclonic storms also are more frequent in winter, and the resulting cloud systems are more extensive. Polar regions have the most dangerous icing conditions in spring and fall. During the winter, the air is normally too cold in the polar regions to contain heavy concentrations of moisture necessary for icing, and most cloud systems are stratiform and composed of ice crystals. Ground icing. Frost, ice pellets, frozen rain, or snow may accumulate on parked aircraft. You should remove all ice prior to takeoff, for it reduces flying efficiency of the aircraft. Water blown by propellers or splashed by wheels of an airplane as it taxis or runs through pools of water or mud may result in serious aircraft icing. Ice may form in wheel wells, brake mechanisms, flap hinges, etc., and prevent proper operation of these parts. Ice on runways and taxiways create traction and braking problems. Frost. Frost is a hazard to flying long recognized in the aviation community. Experienced pilots have learned to remove all frost from airfoils prior to takeoff. Frost forms near the surface primarily in clear, stable air and with light winds, conditions which in all other respects make weather ideal for flying. Because of this, the real hazard is often minimized. Thin metal airfoils are especially vulnerable surfaces on which ice will form. Frost does not change the basic aerodynamic shape of the wing, but the roughness of its surface spoils the smooth flow of air, thus causing a slowing of the airflow. This slowing of the air causes early airflow separation over the affected airfoil, resulting in a loss of lift. A heavy coat of hard frost will cause a 5-10% increase in stall speed. Even a small amount of frost on airfoils may prevent an aircraft from becoming airborne at normal takeoff speed. Also possible is that once airborne, an aircraft could have insufficient margin of airspeed above stall so that moderate gusts or turning flight could produce incipient or complete stalling. Frost formation in flight offers a more complicated problem. The extent to which it will form is still a matter of conjecture. At most, it is comparatively rare. In closing, icing is where you find it. As with turbulence, icing may be local in extent and transient in character. Forecasters can identify regions in which icing is possible, however, they cannot define the precise small pockets in which it occurs. You should plan your flight to avoid those areas where icing probably will be heavier than your aircraft can handle, and you must be prepared to avoid or to escape the hazard when encountered en route. Here are a few specific points to remember. 1. Before takeoff, check weather for possible icing areas along your planned route. Check for pilot reports, and if possible, talk to other pilots who have flown along your proposed route. 2. If your aircraft is not equipped with de-icing or anti-icing equipment, avoid areas of icing. Water, clouds, or precipitation must be visible, and outside air temperature must be near 0 degrees Celsius or colder for structural ice to form. 3. Always remove ice or frost from airfoils before attempting takeoff. 4. In cold weather, avoid, when possible, taxiing or taking off through mud, water, or slush. If you have taxied through any of these, make a pre-flight check to ensure freedom of controls. 5. When climbing out through an icing layer, climb at an airspeed a little faster than normal to avoid a stall. 6. Use de-icing or anti-icing equipment when accumulations of ice are not too great. When such equipment becomes less than totally effective, change course or altitude to get out of the icing as rapidly as possible. 7. If your aircraft is not equipped with a pedostatic system de-icer, be alert for erroneous readings from your airspeed indicator, rate of climb indicator, and altimeter. 8. In stratiform clouds, you can likely alleviate icing by changing to a flight level and above freezing temperatures, or to one colder than minus 10 degrees Celsius. An altitude change also may take you out of clouds. Rime icing in stratiform clouds can be very extensive horizontally. 9. In frontal freezing rain, you may be able to climb or descend to a layer warmer than freezing. Temperature is always warmer than freezing at some higher altitude. If you are going to climb, move quickly. Procrastination may leave you with too much ice. If you are going to descend, you must know the temperature and terrain below. 10. Avoid cumuliform clouds if at all possible. Clear ice may be encountered anywhere above the freezing level. Most rapid accumulations are usually at temperatures from 0 degrees Celsius to minus 15 degrees Celsius. 11. Avoid abrupt maneuvers when your aircraft is heavily coated with ice, since the aircraft has lost some of its aerodynamic efficiency. And 12. When iced up, fly your landing approach with power. The man on the ground has no way of observing actual icing conditions. His only confirmation of the existence or absence of icing comes from pilots. Help your fellow pilot and the weather service by sending pilot reports when you encounter icing or when icing is forecast, but none encountered. Use the table in Section 16 of Aviation Weather Services as a guide in reporting intensities.